Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting second. The DH, Lee Mozilli. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Grubb. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Leon Roberts. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Mendoza. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Rick Honeycutt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyoruk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. And now, play ball. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Mozilli reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Flynn reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Rangers. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Grubb. Paciorek reaches second base with a double. Luzinski moves to third. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Flynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luzinski scores. Paciorek scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Honeycutt fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Honeycutt. Baines moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baines moves to third. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards first. Paciorek scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Mozilli bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mozilli. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Almon applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp takes first base on ball 4. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. LaFleur moves to third. Kemp moves to second. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Paciorek is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. Kemp scores. Paciorek moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Rangers won. The Rangers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards center. LaFleur fields it and throws to second to catch Grubb for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Sundberg moves to second. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. Sundberg moves to third. Two outs. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Flynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0-for-1 in the game. Morrison hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Almon steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Mario Mendoza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mendoza is 0-for-1 in the game. Mendoza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mozilli strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski is walked intentionally. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 6-1, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Sundberg hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 2 in the game. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mendoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. Roberts is hit by the pitch. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Parrish pinch hits for Mario Mendoza. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buddy Bell now playing shortstop. Larry Parrish now playing third base. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt fires to first and picks off Kemp. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Mark Hill now catching. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 3 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mazzilli for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Sundberg and he is safe. Squires steals second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill bunts in front of the plate. Sundberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Morrison hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Roberts who is chasing the ball. Morrison reaches third base with a triple. Baines goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, White Sox. Paul Mirabella now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. LaFleur is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing center field. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Sundberg reaches second base with a double. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sundberg scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Leon Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Roberts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein pinch hits for Doug Flynn. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Johnson moves to third. Stein moves to second. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 4 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Johnson scores. Stein scores. Parrish goes all the way around to score. It's 8-5 to White Sox. Salome Barojas now pitching. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Mazzilli hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Mazzilli reaches second base with a double. Wright scores. It's 8-6, White Sox. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 4 in the game. Bell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Texas Rangers, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.